Good morning, everyone. Today is the 17th. It's Friday morning. And I've entitled this video, Jesus. The name of Jesus. Do you know how many times it's mentioned in the Bible? It's mentioned in the Bible a lot. 12 pages of the name Jesus. And we're told in the 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, that in the 14th verse, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So, if you die and you believe that Jesus died and rose again, God is going to bring you with him back whenever he comes to return for his saints that are still living. That's the way I read that. I'm going to have Mark read this 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. I'm just have him read it, and then I'll make a few comments about it because we are under a time frame. We've got a broadcast coming up with Mr. Walt Stickle at 11:30, so I'm trying to watch my clock here today. Got some extra things sprung on me I didn't know I was going to have. Anyway, here's the Mark reading the 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter.
Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, as you receive of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For we know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, you should abstain from fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess this vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond to defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such as we also have forewarned you and testified, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who hath also given unto us by his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, that ye study to be quiet, to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain, and the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord of the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Well, thank you, Mark, and this does give us comfort. He starts by saying that we know how we should walk, and we should abstain from fornication, and we should know how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor, that no man should go about and defraud his brother in any matter. And God has not chosen us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. And he also says that we should love one another more and more. We should study to be quiet, do our own business, to work with our own hands, and so on. Paul worked with his hands. He was a tent maker. He wasn't on the take. He didn't have a large 401k or a huge salary or a reserved parking lot that said reverend or pastor on it. He dwelled the last two years in a rented house. And he says that God is going to bring those with him who are dead in Christ when he returns. And those that are alive and remain under the coming, he will not leave those in the grave, but he will bring them with him. He will descend from heaven with a shout. The trump of God and the dead shall in Christ shall rise first. In other words, I believe that means that all of them are already with him in paradise when he comes back. And anyway, he says, comfort one another with these words. Hope you all have a good day. Hope this is a comfort to you as well. And I believe that we are on the verge of Christ. Well, I'll put it like this. I think we're on the verge of a great tribulation, the way things are going. As to when Christ comes back, no man knows the day or the hour. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.